All right, so we figured out the issue, which I've known this for a very long time. When you call the Sheck household, they've got this voicemail, and I don't even know why. Maybe everybody's phones do this. I don't know. But if you pick up the phone, like, just before the voice message is about to go, the voice message will still play, even though you've picked up the phone. And so my parents will wait, like, a couple of seconds so that the voicemail starts to play, and then they pick up their house phone. Well, Chris, you know, hung up. He's like, oh, no, she's not there. But, you know, she's there. She's all set. She did not lose power. Yes, Kristen in Stanford, she did drop her phone in the washing machine. You put it in with the blankets or something, right? Which, by the way, Kristen, it's very impressive that you're listening, because I know you're up in Vermont this weekend, but I love that you're still listening. But, yeah, you threw it in with the blankets, Mom, because Kristen said she tried to contact you and it never went through.
Oh, yeah. Tell her I'll contact her on my iPad, and then once I put her name in, she could text me that way.
There you go, Kristen. We just got to contact you on the iPad. Thank God for the iPad.
I'll put your name in.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, you're getting a new phone next week. It's Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
There you go. Well, good morning, Mom. So today we're taking on a Christmas tradition that it started with your mom, with Graham Cracker.
Yeah. So good morning, Melissa.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey. Yeah. So if you were to look at this card that I do these sugar cookies off of, you would know that the card is probably 60 years old. and by the cookie cutters I use, I just knew my mother always had them. So they are, you know, probably 60 plus years old also. But the thing is every year I try to make my mom's cookies. And although when you see the picture, they're not very decorated because I was hoping to get a little help with that, but I didn't get the right stuff, so I just kind of sprinkled them with, I did some menorahs, I did some dreidels, I did some angels, some snowmen, but the thing about it is, it's the cookie cutter. They're so old, and they make such a delicate cookie, it's almost hard to frost them and everything because they're such a thin cookie.
Mm. So what is
I
the flavor?
I just kind of sprinkle with different colors, although like the yellow you really couldn't see in the picture and the light green, but they are sprinkled, and then I tried to put some of the heavier dots on them and see how that worked. But the cookie itself is just amazing.
Are they sugar cookies?
Yes, they're Christmas sugar cookies.
Okay, And like you said, I think the missing ingredient, which is really funny because you could find plenty of different cookie recipes out there, right?
But exactly.
One of the missing arts with making cookies are cookie cutters. And you know what's funny, Mom, is unless you go to like a specialty store, if you go to like a regular grocery store, they don't have them. Like if they do, they're like plastic, they're much smaller, there's not a lot of variety. Yes. But like to get different characters and stuff, you have to go to like a kitchen store, like a kitchen corner in Fairfield or something.
What was interesting when I went through Grandma's cookie cutters, I realized she has them all in every holiday. Like she has the cat, the black, the look of a black cat
for Halloween,
For Halloween, and she has the turkey for, you know, and I thought, I'm going to go through the years, especially with the grandchildren, like making them, and I really don't care how they decorate theirs. I'll do mine, and they could have fun doing theirs, but they're such old, old cookie cutters, and like the gingerbread, and, you know, the Easter bunny. It's just so cool to have pulled them down and be like, wow, Mom, these are like so old.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the bigger point, which you could certainly share Grandma's sugar cookie recipe here if you want. But I think the bigger thing, which is interesting with Cooking with Claude, is really actually investing in cookie cutters. Like if you're listening this morning, just the tradition of we made cookies with Grandma for years, and it was awesome. We didn't, you know, but like when we were growing up, Mom, we didn't have the like you always had the Toll House cookie, like the pre-cut ones, but like we didn't have the, what are they, the Pillsbury, like what Chase and Kevin have now, the Pillsbury that have like the little characters on them already.
Yeah, and well, all you I did do is that pop with them when they were really, really young, but I think Kevin and Chase would have a ball. Like I just have to get the stuff they could, like, you know, better than the sprinkles, where they could just ooh and goo all they want, and, you know, God bless them, they could hand those to their parents.
Yeah. Oh, sure. I will gladly eat them. Absolutely.
Of course, I would eat them too.
Yeah, they're so good.
But just for anybody out there that would like the recipe, I can give it to you quickly if you'd like.
Yeah, let's do it. Why not? I think people. I have to say, Mom, I have a note for you, and out of respect for the person who sent it, I'm not going to say the name and everything. But there was someone who wrote to me specifically and said, you know, I love you, Melissa, but please give this note to your mom because, in particular, one of your cooking recipes really helped her during a medical thing she had been going through, and she loves your segment in general, and so I think people love the recipes you give, and they love Grandma. They love graham crackers, so I think they'd love to make some graham cracker cookies.
Yes, they would.
So how do you make them?
A cup of sugar, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, my side is going, a quarter cup of butter, 2 eggs, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 2.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, and a little salt if you want to add it, which, you know, I don't usually. What was interesting about this recipe was I had to add a third egg. I don't know if the eggs are smaller. I don't know what happened, but it just wouldn't roll into a ball. This recipe is so darn old. In order to get it to roll into a ball, I had to add a third egg. So that's up to you. I just was like, you know, why? Were the eggs bigger back then? I don't know.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's interesting.
But anyway, it does call for the 2 eggs and, you know, but anyway, it was fun. It was nice reminiscing with my mom, and then it was nice reminiscing with my children, and now I'm looking forward to, you know, doing these with my grandchildren. We'll start on Valentine's Day, but it's just fun if you find nothing falls apart. They're all like one piece. They're all like the old-fashioned stockings, old-fashioned angel with her hands in prayer. You know, the tree, I even, like I said, got some dreidels and stuff, and they have the holly, and, you know, which you don't see too much, like the holly, and the bells, the Christmas bells, you know, it's more traditional, I think.
Yeah, yeah, but I think sometimes we need to be brought back down to earth and do
I
more traditional stuff. Yeah,
and that's
I like
where
that.
I'm going.
I like that. Well, Mom, I did get the 1 cup of sugar, 1/4 cup of butter, 2 eggs, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, and then I missed the rest of it.
2.5 cups of flour.
2.5 cups of flour, yep.
1 teaspoon of baking powder.
Baking powder, that was it.
And if you want to add a pinch of salt.
And a pinch of salt. Cool. I'm going to put this up on the website, of course, WICC600.com. It'll have its own podcast under Cooking with Claude. And I'll see you all weekend for Christmas, Mom. But thank you for popping on. I love you.
Yes, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and Happy Hanukkah and Happy Kwanzaa and Tutti Kumazana.
Yes, happy everything. We love you.
Love you.
Thank you. Love you, too.